Connect Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here at WATD. I like to say at my kitchen table. And we have Jesse manning the phones for us this morning. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing okay, even though I just messed up your show intro. I don't know if you noticed that. You're still tangling your, untangling your mess of a headphone. So I figured maybe you missed it. But
I did miss it. So that's all right. Hey, whatever.
Just fired off the wrong intro for you.
You know what? We all make mistakes. And you know what makes, what's great about mistakes? It makes us better.
It makes you worse. Mistakes make you worse. But then maybe you'll learn from them.
But you know what? I got to tell you, that's what I love is the honesty of the people that are surrounded by us, right? He just had to fess up. I messed up. Whatever. It is what it is. I don't think our listeners care because they have me along with Cindy Ford here this morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Sharon, I'm so excited to be here. I missed last week and being here. Did you miss me?
I did miss you, but you were doing big things last week. And we do have our co-host. I'm not going to forget about Kritzy over there, but we'll introduce him in a second. He's one of my faves. But I brought you some flowers this morning, and I just wanted to say congratulations to our new associate broker, because you just passed your broker's test over there at Boston Connect Real Estate. Now we have several brokers in our office.
Which is great.
We're all super smart.
Okay. I love
so you
my
passed your test. Congratulations on that. It's a tough test.
It is a very tough test, and the next time I have a bright idea like that, could you please just give me a dope slap? I would appreciate it.
Here you go. Sorry about that, Jesse. Don't worry about us, WATD listeners. We got it all together. Congratulations on doing that. And one and only this morning, we have Matt Kritz with us this morning, a.k.a. Kritzy.
I love that.
Yeah. So we love it too. Of course, he is from the Clean Team. We hear your commercials all the time now on WATD.
Yeah, popular demand.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I don't blame them. I mean, you're the best of the best. And I love this new fancy website we got going on here, which is great. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, right? Awesome. Yeah, we just recently redid that. So.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, really nice. Really great. These pictures that are scrolling, are these all your real things that you've done?
Some of them are.
Well, I know that this family with the cat and the dog aren't yours.
They're real handsome pictures. Those are me.
Yeah.
I look different in every one.
Yeah,
but that's
I never saw Jennifer, but boy, I didn't picture her to be blonde like that. So again, we have Matt Kritz, who's here from the Clean Team. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. Like, there is no such thing as a maintenance-free surface and removing stainless steel surfaces, spots from that, which is really important. I want to talk about that. And one other thing, I do want to just give a little shout out to, I would say, friend. She's so great for the community. Kim over at the Candy Jar. She's over in Pembroke Center. She is a wonderful, wonderful person. She is always giving back to the community. Her family-owned business is just fabulous.
Oh, the best.
They're going through a little bit right now. Her husband ended up getting a little bit sick, so they have a lot going on. But you know what? Go there for Easter. Help this family out. This family has helped so many others out over the years with donations and things like that. These beautiful flowers that are sitting here, I do. Every time I have a new client, I send flowers from the Candy Jar because they do the best job there.
Absolutely.
They're fabulous. So yeah. Kudos to Kim over at the Candy Jar. Again, they're located at in Pembroke Center, right in the the Stop and Shop CVS Plaza. And it's nice to just go local.
They know you, where everyone knows your name.
Yeah.
They know us. Yep. She does even the smallest little things that I have done, like even for your Christmas party.
Yep.
She did a beautiful
job. She does.
Love her.
She does a great job.
Love her.
Yeah, so thank you again, Kim, for always being there for Boston Connect Real Estate and for me and my family. Because I actually, this is, again, I'm digressing, but I'll make it up for you.
It's okay.
Crazy. But a family, one of our neighbors,
the
father had passed away and I hadn't known. And then it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon and one of my other neighbors said something to me did you know so-and-so's father passed away? I said, gosh, I had no idea. When are the services? She's like, today at 4. I'm like, really?
And you caught me coming into the office and you said, you're going to, and I said, to what?
Yeah.
Didn't know.
We had no idea.
And we just flew there.
Yep. Called the Candy Jar and they had flowers over there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
Yeah. So awesome. It's awesome. So thank you, the Candy Jar. So, Kritzy, on our, so Cindy's really excited. So can,
I am. She, and yeah, anything she, with the word clean. I,
yeah, she went nuts in the
because
hallway.
Because I'm, I, like, I've been, look, I was not missing this for anything.
I thought
I
you were my
clean.
Super fan. So I am. I was psyched.
He thought it was a little weird. He has bodyguards waiting for him down in the lobby.
But finally, a super fan.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, but
clean.
He has said, well, the thing I said, I knew you two were going to get along because he has a sense of humor and the two of us together are funny.
Forget
but
it.
Let's just tell, so Jesse was alluding to a little, you know, thing that was happening. So I'm using earbuds now. I like them better than the big headphones
yes.
on my head. And I have a couple pairs in my bag with my other, like, good headphones. And they were all tangled together. So Kritzy here was helping me untangle them. And I said, you know, here's the thing. Like, I just don't think it's a good idea for us to be sharing these. And he goes, yeah, we don't want them. Like, so you don't share people's earbuds and, like, dental floss.
And dental floss.
Right.
Yeah, which is a true
no-nos.
Statement.
That's a good right? That's a good starting point for a relationship.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Let's just not share the earbuds.
Yeah. We're
the
close,
dental
floss. But we're not there yet.
That's right.
We're just not there yet. So
agreed.
Anyway, so let's talk about the clean team because again, you guys are awesome. You do such a great job. Remind everybody where you are and yeah. how, where you service.
Okay, well, we service the South Shore. You know, primarily, we're located in Kingston. We will travel out to Needham, Newton, Wellesley. We go down on Cape. We spend a lot of time on the Cape. We have customers as far down as Wellfleet, but for the general wheelhouse, we're right here on the South Shore.
Mm-hmm. Will you go over to the Vineyard and
yes.
Nantucket and things
yes,
like that?
Do.
I thought that you had said that before, too.
Yep, we've got a few customers that we go over there regularly for, and then there's others that we go over just, you know, once or twice if something comes up.
Yeah. Again, too, I want to give the phone number, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for Matt from the clean team, I call him, you know, Kritzy, because we're there, and we're BFFs at this point. he and his wife, Jennifer, are fabulous, fabulous people. And it's a family-owned business. So
yes,
tell
yes.
a little bit more about that.
Okay, yes. My wife's family started the business in 1983, and we joined them in 2001. And recently, over the last few years, have bought her parents out. But we still have family members working for us. And then we also have a lot of other employees who are not family, but they feel
they
like
family.
They feel like
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah. yeah.
You know, that's one of the things is I feel as if even though our businesses are completely opposite and, you know, you have the same sort of core values and principles that we have at Boston Connect Real
yeah.
Estate. And one of our agents had a difficult time with a client that just wasn't really willing to stop talking a little bit just to listen to how the situation happened, and it sort of exploded a bit. I'm a lover, not a fighter, so, you know, people can yell and scream at me all day long. I'm just not going there. But one of the things when you're talking, I remember you were having a hard time hiring someone last
yeah,
year, right?
Yeah, yeah, about this time.
Yeah, because the process, you really want someone who's going to represent you and represent you well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, anything somebody does, says, or you know, does with our name on their shirt or their van, it represents us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want somebody who's going to represent us the way we would, just be an extension of our core values.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. It took me 5 months to find our latest technician.
Yeah. And what you have to know for chemicals and all of that. I mean, there's a whole thing. One is the personality. The other thing is just being, you know, the intelligence of, it isn't just cleaning.
Right.
It's so much more
right.
than that. And we can get into some of those things as well. But I just think the thing that's really important too is you're coming into the home.
Mm-hmm.
I would just open my door and say, all right, do your thing and I'll
right.
be back whenever, you
right.
know. So there is a huge trust factor.
Absolutely.
That comes through this. So what are some of the topics that you want to talk about today?
Well, I mean, you know, we thought about some things that we wanted to maybe touch on and try and just stay away from all the boring stuff that we've covered a lot in the past. But we had some things that came up. I mean, a lot of times we'll notice people have watermarks on their stainless steel appliances on the bottom
mm-hmm.
from where they wash their floor, or, you know, they hang a towel over the stainless steel rack and then they wipe their hands and all the water runs down the
mm-hmm.
front of the oven or things like that. So we wanted to talk about how to remove those. We wanted to talk about, you know, when you move that plant and it's been overflowing for the last 6 months and now your rug is brown.
Mm-hmm.
Proper storage of area rugs. If you're going to be storing your winter rugs, when you start the spring, a lot of people roll up their rugs and put them away for 6 months mm-hmm. or a year or longer.
And sometimes that's one of the things, that's why we brought you up, is because mm-hmm. when we are giving staging advice, we're telling people to roll up those carpets and those rugs because we want to showcase these beautiful hardwood floors.
Sure.
Absolutely. So that's going to really be great to talk about where to store those, because I have somebody right now, hopefully she's listening, because she asked me, she goes, what am I going to do with these rugs? I go, perfect time to get them clean. You call the clean team.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I can do your commercial spots if you want one day. You know?
We'll see.
Yeah.
See if we can afford you.
Well, you can. Why do spots come back on your carpets? Yeah, that's another
that's
good
a big one,
too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, recently one of my morning training topics was just that. And, you know, a lot of times if a spot's old or people have worked on it before, you know, someone will come in and clean it and the spot disappears, but 3 days later it's back.
Mm-hmm.
A week later it's back. There's a reason for that. I mean, a lot of times there's more detergent down at the bottom of the rug and traffic just kind of pushes it back to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about our company is we will come back and take care of those spots if they return, you know, mm-hmm. within a reasonable amount of time. But there's a reason for it. And if you don't know how to take care of it, those spots are going to come back a lot more than we actually train our technicians on how to take care of those areas that they think are going to come back so that they don't.
Well, that's my office situation. You know what I mean? So I've asked, you know, my landlord is great. So, I mean, nothing against him, but he, you know, will bring, they have their own machine or whatever because he has a lot of buildings, but it's just not doing the same thing.
Right,
so those
right.
same spots that he's keep on trying to come out, they just won't.
Right.
So the previous tenant, they must have had a coffee party back there to see who could spill the most.
And they... Someone won.
Yeah. We're gonna play a
it
game.
A
who can get the most coffee on the floor?
Yeah, it's a tie. There's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to say it probably didn't help us spilling red wine on it this Christmas, but whatever.
Yeah, red wine's
no
actually fine
that.
To spill.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
That's so. Much funner than coffee.
Yeah. What other things, were there a couple other things out there that you wanted to talk about too? And then we'll get
into
them.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things too is that I became a WoolSafe certified technician, which in turn then I was able to qualify my company for one.
Sorry, that's me.
What a WoolSafe technician is that there's a standard on how you should clean wool rugs, whether it be a wool rug, area rug, oriental rug, or just wool in general. And to be certified means that you've gone through the classes and you understand the chemistry involved in cleaning it. And wool is a natural fiber, and you just can't clean it like you would clean nylon or polypropylene or just anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally hire the wrong person who can come in with the same products he uses for cleaning apartments and put it on your beautiful brand new oriental and ruin it.
Because there are no standards, really. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're like,
and
you
we
don't
know as a consumer. Like, I have
no
orientals,
idea.
I have, you know, other types of area rugs, and I would assume that you, as the professional, know exactly what you're doing with my very expensive rugs.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you do have some expensive rugs in your house, don't you?
Probably more than your car.
Yeah. Really? Well, I just want to say, wow. I didn't realize that you were so fancy.
I'm
sorry,
fancy.
Those are tulips and not something better than that.
Well, no, there is standards, you know, for the industry.
There
the
is.
Industry set standards, yeah.
Okay.
We're a certified firm. All of our technicians, even our phone reps, are certified cleaning technicians so that they don't do it, but they know what they're talking about when somebody calls in.
So what if you get a call? I have several different types of orientals. I couldn't tell you. I
mm-hmm.
couldn't tell you if they're wool or
I think
one might be silk, is that?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know what the difference is.
Right.
So if you ask me those questions, I have no idea. Will you know when you come to my house?
We will.
I haven't got a clue.
And also what we do is, you know, to be a real service to our customers is we'll go out to your home at no cost and we'll look at the rugs and we'll tell you, okay, this is how this should be cleaned. And it doesn't mean that you're automatically going to hire us to do it, but you know, you have to give back.
Right.
And if anything, if we can steer you away from somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and all you're looking at is the price, well, this guy's going to clean it for $1 and this guy wants $3, make sure that guy for $1, if he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's working with and he knows the chemicals he's using and he knows what type of rugs you have, then...
Yeah,
you know,
and here's one thing I know, and I know for sure, as you get more mature in life and you're doing different things, and I understand like younger couples when they're doing things, they have to find the cheapest way to do things. But I have learned, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
I mean, that phrase has been out for a very long time,
yeah.
But And I also know, as a self-employed person, and my husband having a self, you know, he's self-employed with a, you know, a plumbing company, the insurances, the just the liability, everything that goes around being that real professional,
yeah.
There is a cost associated with that, and I'm willing to pay for it so long as you're not going to wreck Cindy's $1,000 rugs.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thank you. I appreciate
thousands
that.
Of.
Yeah. And yeah. That is true, and you're right, and you use the word perfectly. It is a maturity thing. I mean, obviously, when you're younger, you're worried about how you're going to pay rent.
Yeah.
You're not worried about these. But as you accumulate things, and you want to take good care of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And chances are, you know, the younger demographic isn't going to be buying very, you know, expensive oriental right. rugs and carpets and things like that. But, you know, you inherit things like that
sure.
as well. So,
sure.
you know, taking care of those things are really, really important. So, and I know you didn't want to, like you said, quote unquote, talk about the boring things, but with the oriental rugs, I think it is really important to discuss that, because I don't really know anything about any of those. So having you come in to look at those is
for sure.
huge. How often should people be cleaning those?
You know, they're going to, the biggest thing for an oriental rug is removing dry soil.
Okay.
So, you know, the standard is, can change a little bit, but 5 to 7 years is usually a pretty good standard. If you live on the beach in Cohasset, then obviously you're going to want to probably do it a little more often, or if you have a lot of kids or dogs or things like that. But the biggest thing is to make sure that at least every 5 to 7 years they are done, and you have them dusted first, then we clean them, because the dry soil in the foundation of those rugs is actually what does all the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, anything that's on top of it just sits right on the surface, right. And you can see it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because as, you know, we do this, the show, and we learn little tips throughout. And I was at a home the other day, and I was doing a pre-CMA. So this woman's going to be putting her home on the market, and she has a lot of area rugs, not orientals. And when she flipped over, I said, well, I would lift all of those, you know, for especially for our pictures. And she lifted it. She goes, oh, look, but it's all faded. And I was like, you know what? Actually, it isn't faded. It's the rest of your house got a suntan.
That's right.
You said that.
That's right. It's a tan line.
Yeah, it's a tan line,
yeah.
Right?
Talk about that too, because I'm excited to talk about that as well. Like, what do you do about that?
Well, you know, just like a suntan line. I mean, if you buy a new bathing suit halfway through the season, you're going to have to live with those lines. The only way to really get rid of those lines in the floor is to sand them out. You can't cover up the whole rest of the floor and then hope that
everything will equal at one point.
But if the floor, and do you do this as well, Matt? Because if the floor is in great condition, but you've got that suntan mark, can you go in there and do a light sanding? Like, not the one that everyone says, oh, I'm going to have to wash my entire house.
Right.
Everything's going to be a mess with all the dust and the sawdust and that. Can you do something very lightly?
Yeah, we don't sand floors, but there is a process called screening where it's not the real aggressive sandpaper. It's more of like a screen with grit on it. And so when they go over it, they're just taking off that top layer of finish, which is where that tan line lies.
Okay.
It's in that finish.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what you do, but one of the things that you do for the floors, which I want to have done to my floor, and that's the other thing too. So I want to have it, and I told my husband that I want to do this, so chances are I'll do it, you know, if we ever take a couple days off or something, you know, to go away, that you can just come into the house and have the whole house to yourself. What is the process that you do to bring the luster back? Because that made me crack up the last time. I mean, we all lose our luster as we get older.
I want to hear about, I need luster. Can we talk luster?
Yeah, I know.
That's funny. Well, I mean, you know, what we do is we clean the floor first, and we get it free of any soiling or anything that's on the surface.
And this
of
is
the
hardwood.
Floor. Hardwood, yes. Mm-hmm. So now you're left with a floor that's perfectly clean, but you've got a lot of surface abrasion. Therefore, you don't have that nice, consistent shine that you once had. The floors once had.
So what we looking right at me when he says that. Thank goodness it's radio.
I was looking at the flowers.
Sure,
so,
you were.
What we do is we put down 2 coats of polyurethane, and it's a water-based product. So when it's done that day. You're not in and out, or you're not out of your house for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all the dust because there is no dust, and the odor only lasts for about 4 hours or so. So when you come in, all that surface abrasion is completely covered up by the finish. And it's just like when you have dry skin and then you put lotion on and your hands look so nice. It's the exact same thing. It's just putting 2 coats of, we call it a wear layer. So now you have restored your floors without going through all the hassle of refinishing them.
That's nice.
I love that.
I want to do it.
Yeah,
I love that luster.
It's absolutely amazing, the difference and the fact that it can be done in a day. Also, too, we prefer to come out to people's homes when they're asking about that, because so we can really look at it and make sure. I've probably turned down about half the floors I look at, only mm-hmm. because, yeah, they'll look better when we're done, but I can tell that I'm not going to meet that customer's expectations.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If your expectations are here and I can only deliver this, I'd rather let them know what they're...
Yeah, because people want miracles.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Well, or they just have an idea of how it's going
to
be.
Right, and so if you're not taking their money and just doing it to do it, but they should definitely have some type of sanding done, and you're great to tell them that. That's awesome.
I figure they'll appreciate that more than...
Yeah, and that's how I feel. I feel like there are certain areas in my house that I could probably get away with what you're talking about, but then I feel like in that high traffic area in my kitchen in front of like the stove and the sink and the refrigerator, I can tell that that area probably could use a light sanding and everything, but for me, even if there was a little bit more luster put on that, it's better than, because I don't want to go through the process of sanding the entire house. I just don't.
And that's what's nice about this process, because as long as that's an understanding that is there, then what it does is this stops it from continuing to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It stops it in its tracks, gives you the wear layer now for another 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and then who knows, maybe you decide to do it down the road when it's easier or less of a problem.
But you have to do the entire, let's just say, room as opposed to an area, right?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
But you don't have to do the entire house.
Right.
You know,
where
you don't want to stop in the middle of a room, but you can stop at a doorway.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And I think I just think it's a great idea. Oh. I think especially if people are putting their home on the market, you know, we talk about, like last week we had on Steve Cook from Imperial, and, you know, we tell people to get a pre-inspection. I think something like this could really liven up. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to give a quick clean and things like that. But to really impress buyers out there, you know, to have that little more of a little bit of a luster, I think is going to be great for people selling their house. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford and Kritzy, which is Matt Kritz, who has the Clean Team, him and his wife, family-owned business in Kingston, servicing all of the South Shore. They go down the 128 belt a bit, and of course down the Cape to the Cape and the islands, actually. So I think that's great. 781-837-4900. We have Jesse manning the phones this morning, so if you have any questions for Matt regarding cleaning different products or different things in your home, different processes that they do, please feel free to give us a call. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to take all your calls.
Hi, my name is Bob Gleason. I'm a senior real estate specialist and realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate in Pembroke. Like many of you listening today, my wife and I have talked about selling our family home and right-sizing to fit our needs. The process of making that kind of decision can be confusing and frustrating. On Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m., I will be hosting a seminar at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston, designed for baby boomers and their adult children. You should attend if you are planning on moving in the next 12 to 18 months, or you are spending too much of your valuable time maintaining a large family home, especially after last winter, and you are getting ready to move but are overwhelmed by the process and don't know where to start. Topics will include financial and pricing considerations, staging and showing your home, and packing and moving. As an added benefit, I will be joined by estate planning attorney Eileen Lee Breger. Once again, this seminar is designed for baby boomers and their adult children and will take place on Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston. This is a free event and meant to allow for questions after the presentation. If you would like to attend, please call me at 781-856-6714 or email me at bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Once again, bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Hope to see you there.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of The Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of The Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford and Matt Kritz from The Clean Team. And the phone number here is 781-837-4900. We have open lines. Jesse is waiting for your phone calls. If you have any questions about how you can clean maybe those things that you just can't get cleaned in your house, give us a call, because I am sure that Matt has the answers to all of that. And we actually just got a phone call and somebody was looking for your information. So yes, why don't we give everybody your information right now?
Yes. The phone number is 781-585-4678. Once again, that's 781-585-4678. And our web presence is thecleanteam.net.
Yes, perfect. And I'm on there right now, thecleanteam.net. And you can see they have a great new website there. And I just want to quickly say, I mean, if you have any questions or if you, you know, have any problems with any of these things, wall-to-wall carpets, upholstery cleaning, which I think is important because, you know what, we're getting into that season, right? You know, we're going to be there soon with all the pollen and everything. Upholstery cleaning, oriental and area rug cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, which is another thing for my house, wood floor cleaning, another thing for my house. I talk, my house isn't that bad, but it
sounds gorgeous
every time I talk about
and
it.
It's but in her eyes, again,
we see
like the word clean.
Leather cleaning, drapery windows, mattress cleaning. I think that's important, very important. Carpet and fabric cleaning, pickup and delivery of area rugs. That's important. Carpet spot dye color repair, which is impressive. You impressed the heck out of Ryan on that one, by the way. and boat and auto interior cleaning. I think that that's fabulous. Yeah, we should talk about doing auto cleaning because, you know what, as real estate agents, we should have a clean interior of our car. So maybe we can do like a whole day where the Boston Connect, you know, our whole caravan of cars will just show up and you guys can just do it.
Right? Perfect.
Yeah, you guys could, if you could like come to the office, that would be easier on us, but whatever.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah, cleaning of outdoor cushions, I think that that's great too, and free on-site consultations, which I think is great. So these are all the things that the Clean Team does. Again, that number 781-585-46, 781-585-4678. So we were talking about...
We digressed all over the place. We were on carpets. I brought you over to hardwood floors, and now I'd like to digress into stainless steel because I do have a lot of clients that when I walk in their kitchen and you can see streaks on the stainless steel, and I certainly don't want to think that they're not maybe cleaning them or something, but they might not be able to.
Right.
And you just notice certain things like that right when you walk into a kitchen or if you're coming down a hallway. So what can we do to help those clients that might have those nasty streaks that they just, for whatever reason, can't get them out?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny how you find things out of necessity. We had an issue one time years ago where we got a little watermark on some stainless steel. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, my father-in-law, who is... he's just one of those guys. It's like the
knows
salt
everything.
Of the earth. Yeah. Like if he doesn't know the answer, he'll find the answer or he'll just make you feel like it's going to be okay. Just relax. Yeah. Anyhow, long story short, Tom's of Maine toothpaste is the product that we found and use. And what you do is you put it on. It's, you know, it's toothpaste. You wipe it on. And as it dries, it does something with the metal. I'm not going to try and say that word that we stumble over in the break, oxidization or something.
Oxidization.
And then you wipe it off with a damp cloth. And what it does is it just, some type of a chemical.
How does one think of something like that? Like, oh, let's just go try the toothpaste, bring it downstairs to the kitchen, and we'll try it on the stainless steel. Like, what? And then the thought that what it does to your teeth, but it brings out whatever that stain is in the metal.
And it's Tom's of Maine.
Tom's of Maine. Yeah. Tom's imagine of what Maine. It's doing to your teeth. I'm buying some of that for my teeth.
I know, right? Back to the dental floss.
Yeah, I know. I don't have brown stains on my teeth, but, you know, I'm going to certainly try some of that.
But you never will if you try that.
But on the bottom of my freezer, as you were saying, I literally, not too long ago, and on the bottom of my stove, it's closest to the floor when you're washing
when
you're the
clean.
Floors
exactly.
and things like
that.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to buy some Tom's of Maine.
It's funny, cool isn't it? Stainless steel.
Yeah. Like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
I don't even get
it. It's funny. It's like, what's good about this? It's really tough to clean.
Yeah, exactly. And the stainless steel looks really nice, and a lot of people are doing it, you know, but I know, like, sometimes when I feel like sometimes when I'm washing it with the stainless steel cleaner, it just feels, like, slippery, and you know what I mean? I feel like it's really just sort of putting a false type of a shine on it.
Yeah. We redid our kitchen over the summer and we love it. And we got stainless steel for the first time. And you have to learn how to clean it almost. You know, you just once you learn it looks great when it's clean.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. And that's what all the buyers are looking for that right now. So
they are.
You know, I have
a lot of...
that's
a great tip.
Yeah, clients who are putting their house on the market and they're, you know, the refrigerator is always something. Even if they're excluding it, everybody asks for the washer, dryer, refrigerator. So it always looks really nice when they're in there to keep them clean. Some of the other things that you were talking about, too, is the paint... the plants on the rugs. Now, for me, I'm not a plant
if
person.
If it has to be fed, watered, it's not. It's going to die. In my
Barely my dog. Like that, I remember occasionally. So thank goodness
no
for
plants in our house. But we do know people that do have plants. Yes. So could you help us with that? Because I haven't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't have them.
Yeah. Well, we actually just recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, finished up a Oriental rug. That was, I think it was like 17 by 20. I mean, just enormous. Wow. And it had a big plant stain on it. And, you know, the plant stain was probably taking up 1% of the rug, but it was such a focal point. It just looked horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the rug was ruined. So we were able to reverse the browning and get the browning stain out of there. But she was lucky because it hadn't been sitting there so long that she got dry rot. When a fiber like that stays wet for a long period of time, you can get where the proteins get digested and the fibers just fall apart. Mm-hmm. You can literally, tear them like a piece of paper. So, you know, if you do have plants, you want to make sure that you have those plastic little dishes. They're almost like a clear plastic dish sitting in there. And it's not really that noticeable that it's there, but it definitely keeps the water off of the rug. And you know, if you have dry rot, it's too late.
You never want dry rot.
Yeah, no. The dry rot, that's just from the water getting on the wool. Is it just specific types of carpets or just...
It's mostly synthetic. I mean, sorry, it's mostly natural fibers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, water can also damage synthetic rugs by going after the glue. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, you might get mold or mildew, but more importantly, the rug will come apart because all the glue has been turned into mush. And so once that happens, when it dries, the glue will never go back to being glue. It basically dries up to a powder.
Mm-hmm.
And
Speaking of the powder, do you remember, I don't have carpets in my home, so my whole house is hardwood floor. Do you have carpets in your bedrooms, or
nope,
you have all hardwood?
Floors, yeah.
But I do remember, you know, growing up, and my mother was a big fan of that carpet fresh. Do you remember in, like, she used to sprinkle it? I actually had a listing one time. It was an older couple, and they were right-sizing, as I like to say, and they were so adorable. They were definitely seniors, and we were getting ready to close on the house. It was like the next week or something, and she put all, they were smokers, and I said, you can't be smoking in the house, and they were trying to hide it from me, and they put like this daisy scented like carpet fresh all over the house. Well, lo and behold, it overtook the whole house, and he ended up getting dizzy and passed out and like hit his head off the wall. No. And oh yeah, like off the tile, cracked the tile. That's it. Ended up in the hospital.
Wow. So now we have all these repairs a week before.
And I go over there and I'm like, he's in the hospital. It might have even been a couple of days because I had to notarize something for him in the hospital. And the smell of it just was sort of awful. But doesn't that settle? And then, like, isn't that just a pile underneath? Like, you really can't suck all that up, right?
No, you can't. And actually, that product will void your warranty on a carpet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if you put all that in there...
Look how surprised we were.
I know.
Right? It doesn't take much.
Falling and cracking your head open. There's no warranty.
Forget he's in the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
But you have no warranty on the carpet?
Yeah, you know, what happens is it's grit. I mean, if you magnify it, it's like little boulders at the bottom of your carpet.
When you
vacuum, you can't get all that stuff out, so what ends up happening is, okay, now it's off gassed, so the scent is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got all this powder in your rug, so you wash it, you clean it, and all that stuff comes to the surface as the rug dries, and then your rug's completely white.
Yeah,
so you know, it's really hard to remove, especially on a wall-to-wall rug, because the wall-to-wall rug is attached to the floor. You
mm-hmm.
can't flip it over and vacuum the back of it.
Right.
On Oriental rugs that we get in the shop, actually, we had one the other day. My technician Ray and I were it's a process of removing dust from a rug before you clean it. So we were doing that process, and we almost needed to put on particulate masks because the whole shop looked like it looked like we were sanding the floors or sanding
cloudy.
The walls. It was cloudy.
Oh my gosh.
And it was this little tiny machine made rug, but it held a whole vacuum bag full of this powder.
And was it that?
Was it
stuff?
Was carpet fresh.
Oh, really?
Or a product like it. Could have been Host Capture or something else. But it just goes, and the rug looked beautiful when we were done. All we had done was dust it. We hadn't even cleaned it, but it was so much. And it was in this little short pile machine-made rug, so it could hold a lot of stuff.
So what is the process? Because, I mean, you talked about it. So what is the process? Again, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions about things that you need to get cleaned in your home, please feel free to call. We have Matt Kritz here with us. We're lucky here on WATD to have him in our presence. The Clean Team is here, a wonderful family-based company. So please call in with your questions. What is the process of getting the dust out? You're not just beating it with a stick in the backyard, right?
No. That's old school.
I had a visual.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we do is we have a mechanical way of doing that. We put the rug onto these big metal grates, which are made for dusting rugs. So they're designed specifically for this, and they're about, you know, 3/8 of an inch tall across the whole floor. We put the rug on there face down, and we have a machine. It's actually called the Badger, and what it does is it spins, and it agitates by tapping the back of the rug with leather straps, and all the dry soil, because now it's gravity is helping it to fall, but also the light tapping from the machine, all the dry soil just falls out of the rug.
I think I need a field trip to.
Well,
where
I was
you
just going
to
say that. Is it weird?
I love this stuff.
Is it weird that we want to go there and see this?
No, I think it's really.
Can I video that? Like, I want to video that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very interested in that. And then
me
we
too.
Can put it on
it's
our
really
website
cool.
and show people
I want to see
what
this.
You do.
What I do every day is so cool.
What our life is like.
Everybody's
so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is exciting to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's neat. I love going to rug plants where they have these big, you know, generations old rug plants where they do all this stuff with these old machines that were like, there's a place up in Watertown, and he's got machines that his great grandfather was using.
Cool.
And you know, you just wow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that goes into it. I mean, if someone comes into your home and says they're going to clean your Oriental rug in the house on the floor,
there's a problem.
That's a problem because mm-hmm. how mm-hmm. can you possibly
right.
do all that? Yeah, and those are all steps. And that's why it's more expensive, because we not only do remove all the dry soil, but then we clean the back of the rug, we clean the front of the rug, we hang the rug to dry. Once it's dry, then we clean the fringe. So the fringe and the rug aren't wet at the same time. The fringe is made out of cotton, where most of the rugs are made out of wool. Cotton will brown if it's clean the same way wool's clean. So you have to clean it differently. And you just can't do that in someone's house.
For my clients who are putting their homes on the market, I mean, we're coming into the spring market and more houses are coming on the market every day. And that is the suggestion I say, is to pick up those rugs, because, you know, you're moving anyways. We want to see the hardwood floors. Can you just tell me the process that you would do for them? So you would come pick it up, clean it. Store it?
We did. We have, there's the right way to store it and there's the wrong way. I mean, the right way is to clean it first. We put a product on it that deters the moths from coming in and setting up shop. And then we wrap it in Tyvek so that if it's put into a basement or an attic, that the weather is going to, not the weather, but the climate will change between seasons. It'll allow that rug to breathe. Mm-hmm. Wool will hold about 30% more moisture than nylon or anything else. So on a really humid day, that wool will absorb all that moisture. And if it gets trapped in that, whatever it's stored in, it's going to have issues with mildew and things down the road when you go to reopen it.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So all I'm seeing is it turning in like mold and everything else when you go to open it. So
or it gets that funky smell, you know.
The process that you do will prevent that from happening?
Yes.
That's really important. I mean, I know you're not a storage container type place, but I mean, what if people wanted you to hold on to them for, you know, I'm thinking about the cottages. So I know we talked about closing up cottages, so you must be getting ready to open up cottages. Do you store things short term, or
we will store things for up to a month, but I don't have the square footage to store rugs for a longer period of time. There's a lot of short term storage places here on the South Shore. Yeah.
But with the way that you wrap them, someone could put it in their basement put it in their
behind
attic
the
when they're getting ready to move, or put it somewhere under the bed.
Yep. And then we put a picture of the rug on the outside of the package so that they don't have to rip it open to see and remember what it looks like. And sometimes you wrap something up and you think you're going to use it in 6 months, and 20 years later you're giving it to your daughter
and she doesn't want it
on her Christmas or something.
She doesn't want it. Kimmy doesn't want them. She doesn't want them.
I have three under the bed. I know.
daughters.
Yeah. She has three daughters under the table.
I keep them under the bed. That's
safe.
Where
I've got two.
You're never leaving.
Let's talk.
It's a better way to keep control of where they are.
Right.
You know where they are at night.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Doesn't everyone do that?
You're listening to Talk Real Estate here at WATD. I am Sharon McNamara. I'm the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. I'm here along with the new broker, associate broker of Boston Connect Real Estate. Just passed her broker's license test last week. And she is also, taking care of the radio show. So she's full-time real estate agent at Boston Connect Real Estate, along with myself. And of course, we have Matt Kritz, a.k.a. Kritzy, and his wonderful wife, Jennifer, who are the owners of The Clean Team. Jennifer isn't here with us. I wish that she would come one day, but I don't know. But we have to get your commercials played,
that.
So we're going to do that. And when we come back, we're hoping we'll take some of your calls, 837-4900. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Bob Gleason. I'm a senior real estate specialist and realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate in Pembroke. Like many of you listening today, my wife and I have talked about selling our family home and right-sizing to fit our needs. The process of making that kind of decision can be confusing and frustrating. On Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m., I will be hosting a seminar at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston, designed for baby boomers and their adult children. You should attend if you are planning on moving in the next 12 to 18 months, or you are spending too much of your valuable time maintaining a large family home, especially after last winter, and you are getting ready to move but are overwhelmed by the process and don't know where to start. Topics will include financial and pricing considerations, staging and showing your home, and packing and moving. As an added benefit, I will be joined by estate planning attorney Eileen Lee Breger. Once again, this seminar is designed for baby boomers and their adult children and will take place on Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston. This is a free event and meant to allow for questions after the presentation. If you would like to attend, please call me at 781-856-6714 or email me at bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Once again, bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Hope to see you there.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and sealing. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here along with Cindy Ford and Matt Kritz. Matt Kritz is from the Clean Team and Cindy Ford, of course, is from Boston Connect Real Estate. We are located here on the South Shore and we service everything down to Boston, 128 and everywhere. So we're like all in the same areas, right? Yeah, we're going everywhere. 781-837-4900. We only have about 9 minutes left of the show. So if you have any questions for Matt regarding some items in your home that you're interested in getting cleaned, please feel free to give us a call because he really knows a lot about all of this stuff. And we take it lightly when we think about we're calling somebody to do something to clean. But you really, I wouldn't know the difference between wool and cotton if you put them side by side. And I had a guess. I had a 50-50 chance of getting it right, is how I feel. So one of the things we were talking about carpet, and I drew myself a little picture so I remember. You know, sometimes I go into homes and they have wall-to-wall carpeting, but around the edges it's like really dark and like sort of black and almost sooty looking. What is that?
Funny, that's called soil filtration. You'll notice it more.
I would have never guessed that
along the inside walls of the house. You'll notice it a lot more. What happens is the homes that are being built, you know, in the last 50 years are a lot tighter than the older homes. So when the furnace starts up or kicks on, it's not able to draw air through all the cracked and rackety windows, so it's pulling air from inside the house, and it's the carpet is acting as a filter, so that air is traveling down through the crack between the wood and the floor, and it's filtering out all the like you said, soot.
You'll see
it on doorways when doors are shut, like a door that goes up to the attic. Same thing. The air is going underneath that void, and the carpet is acting as a filter. And there is, depending on how long it's been there and what type of carpet it is, there is a way to remove it. But, you know, it's costly because you have to be, it's really time consuming because you're dealing with a small space right up against a baseboard. So you can't get too aggressive and, you know, bang the baseboard to death
to try to get it out. I mean, you could always go in there with your Toms and a toothbrush, but that would take a lot of time.
That's right. A lot of toothbrush. See Tom's stock going right up.
Exactly. Tom's toothpaste. Feel free to give us a little, you know, ring-a-ling with some, you know.
Send us some toothpaste.
Exactly. What were some of the other things? I want to make sure that we get this out there, too. So the Clean Team, so it's thecleanteam.net. They have a wonderful new website. It looks fantastic. So there's all kinds of information on there. Of course, their phone number is 781-585-4678. So you can get in touch with them. So they're servicing all of the South Shore down the 128 belt, and then they go down to the Cape and the islands, which is really nice. So for all of those homes. And one of the things I sort of hit upon was, you know, we talked about closing up cottages, or not even cottages, summer homes. Mm-hmm. People will be opening those soon. Is it suggested that you go back in again to do some things to open up cottages?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how it was. The best thing to do is, if you're only going to do it once, is do it at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But certainly there are issues where, let's say, they might have had some things happening over the winter that they weren't aware of, maybe a little bit of water or something like that. You know, we don't do water restoration work, but certainly we can go in and freshen everything up, just get that kind of wintry smell, open the windows, and just, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I see one of the things, too, because we were talking a lot about area, you know, wall-to-wall rugs and things like that. Why don't you explain the difference between what you're doing when you go in to clean a carpet versus us going over to, you know, one of the, you know, the stores
rentals
here, yeah, and renting a machine and trying to do it ourselves? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, the biggest difference is, I mean, first off, to be perfectly candid, those machines that you rent at the store, those machines work, and there's nothing wrong with doing them. The problem is it's the person using it doesn't have the, you know, the training.
And expertise.
And then the chemicals that you purchase don't have the same effects that a proper chemical company would use. So, you know, I'm not bashing those guys at all. They actually have those machines have a really good rating. But that said, what we do is we come in and we decipher what the stains are, what the spots are, how long it's been since the rug was cleaned, what type of rug is it, how long has it been installed, what type of environment is it in, how many dogs, how many cats, how many people. Decipher through all that information, we can come up with the right technique of cleaning it. Some rugs can't be, you can't use as much water as you can with others, and then certainly there's different chemicals. The pH has to be right for the rug you're dealing with. So that's just the beginning. And then we use equipment. I mean, Jennifer and I just signed a contract yesterday, actually, for a whole new van and everything. So you're talking a $70,000 piece of equipment that we bring to your home, and we clean everything with it. So, you know, there's a big difference between bringing a professional type of machine versus one of the ones you get from the store, or one of the ones you buy yourself and use.
And I think, too, that with the chemicals, I think that that's really important, because there is a certain mixture, you know, and I worry, you know, with chemicals, you know, with dogs and with kids crawling on these carpets and things like that. I mean, certainly people are worried about chemicals.
Yep.
And the other thought, and you can touch upon that in a minute, and the other thing I'm thinking is, with those machines, does that, if you do it yourself, are you also taking away any type of a warranty?
Automatically. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you do our rugs and our carpets, is that the warranty goes with that as well?
Yep. No. If the way the warranties are written is, you have to have a certified technician and a certified firm to clean your carpets.
Oh,
so you could have you could have a reputable company, and they might not be certified, and they would void your warranty.
That is very important. Like I and it's the little things that, you know, and this comes up in real estate all the time. Like when we'll say, "Oh, I can't." I guess it makes sense that you wouldn't understand what that term means. That's really important, there. So can you say that again one more time?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important to hire a certified firm with certified technicians.
Mm-hmm.
If you read your warranty, it'll say right on there specifically that your rug is to be hot water extracted by a certified technician from a certified firm. And the certification is through the IICRC, which stands for International Inspectors Cleaning and Restoration Certification. I know. That's why we say IICRC.
That's
it's right on there. It's on the warranty.
That's important.
I have a question from a caller.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
I can't really comprehend it, but it says glass or cooking tops, electric range, best tips for cleaning.
I know what they're talking about.
Good,
I that one.
There's actually
Jesse doesn't cook.
Yeah. There's a glass cooktop cleaner that they sell. You can get it at Lowe's or one of those. It's like a white. You shake it up and put it on, let it sit for about 5 minutes, and then use the Brillo part from the back of your sponge. Works great.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I don't even know. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I remember because I have gas now. So propane.
Big difference.
Yeah. Exactly. Married to a plumber. I'm like, what do you mean you can't dig a trench from there to here to get me gas? You're a plumber. Do it. Like, can't you do it? And it's done. He thinks I'm cute. But I remember when I did that, there were sometimes like, because people unfortunately will scrub with like a Brillo pad, yes, and then they're scratching that glass. Yes. I would take like a flat edge, like razor blade, and lightly sort of get like some of that heavier stuff, right, with that white stuff that you're, yeah, talking about, and then it would shine up really, yeah, nicely. So
it's amazing though how there's a good example of the right chemical.
Right.
Because without it, You can't get that stuff off.
You can't get it clean.
No.
Right.
I'm going to try Tom's next time.
For the record, I can reheat Chinese food like nobody else.
Like a pro. Like a pro. You wouldn't be able to do it at my house, though, because the microwave, the lights don't light up anymore. So you're sort of guessing how often it's going in there.
Oh, no.
It's like, why did my sweet potato just pop? You push popcorn. We only have a couple minutes left. You heard the doorbell. We're going to have lots of open houses going on this weekend. Next weekend, especially, too, we're going to have even more. We are actually going to be rolling out a new website coming soon again. We just switched it once. We're going to be doing it one more time because we want it to be the best of the best out there on the South Shore. So it's just about completed and we're excited about that. Go to bostonconnect.com. Under the buyer tab, you'll find all the open houses, not only for Boston Connect Real Estate, for all the open houses in this area and beyond. If you can't get in this weekend because you're going to be doing some things out in the yard or doing whatever, feel free to call myself and Cindy and we would be happy to get you a private showing in those homes. One thing I do want to say, if you are out there listening and you are looking for a home in the 800s. So there will be a home in Duxbury in the 800s next week. So give me a call on that, 781-294-4848. Matt, again, how can people get in touch with you?
It's thecleanteam.net or 781-585-4678. Again, that's 781-585-4678.
And make sure you go to their website, and it is fabulous. Has lots of great things. Cindy, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. 781-367-4419. And I can't wait to have Matt back on.
Yes, and I'm Sharon McNamara, bostonconnect.com, and you can reach me at 781-294-4848. Have a great weekend.